This is a HeadGum Podcast.
We're practicing Recondo, Marie Recondo forever.
My grandmother just
right now
moved into a beautiful Recondo.
Over in Recondo Hills.
Recondo Beach.
Hey, guys.
I did a show in Redondo Beach with Delman a couple days ago. That's a very interesting place.
Redondo Beach?
Yeah, I've never been to that.
Because it sounds like it's going to be real nice.
Yeah.
Is it real nice?
The boardwalk was nice. It was like a little kitschy boardwalk. There's things that
kitchen
haven't been.
And boardwalk. 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 Wait, do one of them. I want to do the harmony. I'm at the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
The boardwalk. It's different octaves of a negative result.
I'm glad that we did that just naturally because I wanted to have a little bit of fun with you, Mike, today on today's episode of...
Dude, how about Jose Canseco watching us and being like, they seem a little... Holy shit.
Welcome back to the show. What did we call him? Flight Lawrence?
Flighty P, Lawrence?
Something P Flight.
Reginald
Reggie,
P Flight.
Reg. The Reg.
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 Greg.
Greg. Greg.
Greg's here, and Greg has a new friend here.
Peg.
Peg. Peg P Flight. This is Greg's wife.
Please, my wife.
Please, my wife. And this one is, I found it at Target, and I'll be 37 in June. And it's a beautiful little, what color would you say this is? Baby blue?
I would say it's a teal, probably a turquoise.
Maybe a teal. Yeah, teal's about better. Better than baby blue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I forgot what this thing is called, but it
Bird.
Really... This is called Bird, and it really, it captured my soul. It captured my heart, and I want to share it with you guys. So here's what we do when we flip her on. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, the mouth is good.
What?
You are as beautiful as me.
Is that supposed to speak English?
Oh, fuck.
Why is it saying that? What did I say to her?
You're as beautiful as me? That's a weird thing to say to someone.
Is it? It's nice. It's positive.
But you're as beautiful as me?
Oh, what if you don't think the bird is attractive at all?
Well, but what if it's... That's just overconfidence in your beauty.
Hey, bird, if you want, I could put you on the guest list at the Laugh Factory at 8:30 on Friday. You interested?
Eat my dick.
Huh. Well, Michael Rapaport's going to be on the show. You a fan? He's a good comedian, and also Mark Hayes, he's very Irish and tall. Why is it doing that? Was that Holler Back Girl?
Yeah, look at you gotta.
You know what's the funniest part of this, if you're not here right now and you're just listening to it, is the mechanical mouth.
Yeah, it's like being in the tiki room.
Yeah.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room. And wait, can you do you know the song?
No.
Okay, then you do the... You do that sound. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. In the tiki, 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 tiki room. Okay, so the coolest thing about this... Okay, so that's the purpose of this bird. You can tell it a secret, and you stick a key in its keyhole, and you can tell it a secret, and you can store secrets in here. And so let's find out what secret is stored in here.
I can't wait to see how many careers this thing ends. Stick that metal key in that bird's chest.
There's no secret, so I'm gonna whisper a secret into this sweet bird's ear. And then we're going to play the secret.
Would it be a secret if I know?
Shh.
In the tiki, 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 tiki.
Okay, so my secret is kept now. You ready to hear it?
It's not a good secret.
You can trust me.
Dude, I don't like this. I don't like this toy, man.
Here's my real secret. One day, my brother and I were hanging out at Kmart, and I kicked him so hard in the shin that he started crying.
Here's my real secret. One day, my brother and I were hanging out at Kmart, and I kicked him so hard in the shin that he started. Here's my real secret. One day, my brother and I were hanging out at Kmart, and I kicked him so hard in the shin that he started.
Look at graffiti.
Oh, God.
Yo, can we talk about the psychological ramifications of that toy?
Eat my dick.
Okay, or we could talk about something else.
Yeah, I know. And the most interesting thing about it was...
Good real spit take, though.
At the store, when I saw it, it said... the packaging said, tell me your secrets.
Yeah, strike one.
Dude, I mean, it's really strange. Did you know that toys now, Mike, are connected to a server... that they'll like answer back to you, like if you're a kid and you talk to the doll, it'll like
So if you want to get paid a lot as a pedophile,
yes, yeah, gross. Yeah, this is what they're doing for pedophiles now, is they're having them talk through dolls and
so they're room. Training who works at this place, the FBI?
I really it's really the only place that could work there that you would be comfortable with.
Well, this is training kids to record their secrets, and it's also like, hey, do you have a lazy piece of shit kid who doesn't want to write in a journal?
I mean, it really is. It is that. It's like, what's the difference between... This is just a 2019 journal. Diary. This is just an electronic diary.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. But I had to have it. And maybe she can join her husband up on the perch.
Dude, duct tape it to that thing. Duct tape it, like, not well to that.
Yeah, so it's, like, hanging like that. Hey, that's guys. Funny. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm so good, man. I've had a really good week, and
good.
We could talk about it if you like. Right at the top, I'd like to say that April 9th at the Irvine Improv, I'm doing a show in a room that's too big, so I need everyone who possibly can come to Irvine, California, to the Improv on April 9th to come, because the room's too big. We're doing a Friends and Friends
show.
The
room's too big.
Me, Delman, Dave Murphy, Allie Makovsky.
James really the weird. Room Johnson.
James, his addiction. Dwayne will be there.
Dwayne.
What was From a Different World? What was Dwayne Wayne?
Oh, yeah, a different world.
Remember he had the glasses that flipped up,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yes.
It's a different world from where you come from.
Wow, what an old show, baby.
I used to watch that. I don't remember a goddamn thing.
What an old show, baby.
I can't tell you one thing that happened in one episode of that
show. Do you remember Gimme a Break?
No. Do you remember Encyclopedia from
HBO? Yeah, Encyclopedia
HBO?
Brown.
No.
Yes.
I swear to God, man, I'm the only person other than the people who were on the show who remember this fucking show. It was on HBO, and it was called Encyclopedia. Do you remember that show?
Wow, I was just going to correct you and be like, you're wrong.
No shit, I'm not wrong.
But you're not wrong, yeah.
Why would I bring up
called...
something that passionately and be wrong?
Because I felt like maybe you knew Encyclopedia, you didn't remember Encyclopedia Brown. But yeah, it looks like Encyclopedia was an HBO show.
Encyclopedia, look it up, look it up.
Wow.
No one remembers this fucking show.
Yeah.
I've talked to countless people from different walks of life. No one remembers. It was a show. They would take one letter, an episode, and teach you about things that began with that. And it was fucking awesome. It was like a sketch show.
Yeah, dude, I don't remember this.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I remember so many weird shows. You remember Today's Special?
No.
Yeah, it was like mannequins. Like, it was like a department store, and then everyone would leave, and they'd lock it up. And then the mannequins came to life, and there were puppets. And
wasn't
they like
there a movie like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mannequin?
Mannequin, yeah. The mannequin movies are real good.
Mannequin Skywalker.
Dude, I want to have a mannequin
And a woman again.
No, I want to have a mannequin and Weekend at Bernie's movie marathon. Where we watch both mannequin movies and both Weekend at Bernie's movies.
Yeah.
Is there three?
We should watch it in the spring. There's a bunch of dead things coming alive.
No, it should be in the summer because those are... Oh, no. Only Weekend at Bernie's was a summer movie.
I liked my reasoning.
Do you remember how stupid those movies were?
I really liked Weekend at Bernie's.
Dude, me
lot.
Too. I watched it all the time because
Richie,
it appealed...
Richie, he's moving, Richie.
It appealed to us because we're idiot kids, and it was like,
we gotta go to the mobile.
We thought these guys.
Where the fuck is that guy now?
I know. Let me find out where that guy is. Let's
Richie,
see.
We gotta get the chicken bones for the mobile,
dude. He works at. He's the general manager at a Red Robin, and he can get us unlimited fries.
Do you want unlimited fries? You gotta talk to the mobile.
Yeah. What happened to these guys?
Both of them. And the other one was like, Richie,
the
I don't know.
Yeah.
They were both named Richie.
Yeah, they were Richie. Yeah, both were Richie.
I don't know. I'm falling in love with a girl.
Andrew McCarthy.
Was the blonde one? Or the,
yeah. Okay. So, okay, yeah. So he was in a bunch of shit.
He was in like SVU, SV Unit.
Yeah, and he was in like Pretty in Pink and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the guy, the Jonathan Silverman, is the guy that was like, I don't know, I'm the straight-laced guy.
I'm going to turn into Ross from Friends.
I don't, this is not a good idea.
Is he Sarah Silverman's relation? Because he looks
John
like he
Silverman,
could be. They kind of look alike.
That's a great question. Let's
look
find
it
out.
Up. Look it up.
Encyclopedia.
Look it up.
Jonathan Silverman was born August 5th, 1966 in Los Angeles as Jonathan Elihu Silverman. He is known for his work on Weekend at Bernie's.
And that about it.
Brighton Beach Memoirs and Another Dirty Movie.
Brighton Beach Memoirs sounds like a movie with fucking in it. Cinematics.
School Friends with David Schwimmer. So there's the connection to Ross.
What, do they sit next to each other in homeroom?
Grandfather is the world famous Rabbi Morris Silverman. His father is Hillel Silverman.
And his sister is David Schwimmer. Look it up.
Yeah, no relation.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it would have been front and center.
Yeah. Or unless they buried it. Like one of them kicked the other one in the shin, and now they don't want to be associated with each other.
Man, those movies, Weekend at Bernie's. Remember the second one was just like, fuck it, we're going to make it magic and have a voodoo witch doctor.
The mobile, Richie!
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Which 100%. One do you remember better, the first one or the second?
I saw the second one 1,000 times.
Yeah,
I saw
same.
The first one maybe twice.
Dude, but it's a fading memory in my brain, I'm going to have to say to you.
Let's watch it again. I actually,
I'd love to,
before
dude,
I
let's
even
do,
moved here.
Dude, let's do a commentary on
ooh,
of Weekend at Bernie's.
Just the second one.
Of just the second one. And then we can get maybe the guy who played Bernie.
Oh, dude.
Let's get the guy who played Bernie.
He's still alive, you think? Or do we have to play music
let's
be attentive?
Let's find out. It has to be like Jamaican, like.
What if we had to put headphones
island music?
On him? Remember when he got shot with the fucking harpoon?
And it made that sound.
Dude, if we made a movie, it would kind of be that movie.
Dude, okay, here's some trivia for you.
Why aren't we writing a movie?
Dude, you're right. Let's write a new movie like that.
Yeah. Dude, we could be the new. Roughly the same age Jay and Silent Bob if we tried
it. Dude, what if we did? So you know how Pen 15, you know about Pen 15?
I know about it. I don't know nothing about it.
It's like, I don't want to ruin it for people who have seen it, who have not seen it. But please see Pen 15 if you haven't. I know you would enjoy it. Trust. Anyway, forget about it. I don't want to connect it because I want you guys to enjoy that show. But anyway, we should totally, Mike, do not forget. In fact, I'm going to write it down right now.
Okay.
Mike and Steve, hang on. Everyone's in on this one. Everyone's sitting here for me to finish this.
You know what I don't
Mike and hold on, Mike and Steve make Weekend at Bernie's style 80s screwball comedy.
That's really good.
Great.
What happens in our movie?
Well,
we're
let's
write a movie.
Yeah. Well, let's. Yeah. Do you want to just figure it out right now?
We're gonna save the cat.
Let's make this the fullest tax write-off episode of Dynamic Banter we could possibly. Not only is it an episode of our show, which is a business.
Yeah.
It's also an episode of our show where we talk about a movie we're going to make, which also makes it a movie meeting for that movie.
Uh-huh. We should be buying more things.
let me Postmates some steaks in here for us.
Go to Morton's Postmates.
Just four steaks.
Dude, they bought all the wrestling t-shirts.
Dude, that's so amazing.
Thank
you
so
guys
much for
are
that.
Awesome. Yeah. Our fans, our listeners, you guys... We don't give you enough love. We abuse you and make you laugh, and
that's terrible.
And
we're gonna stop.
We entertain you, and we pick you up when you're feeling dim.
Yeah.
And we just love you guys. We put out these shirts for those of you that don't know. Mike had these designs created. that look like old school wrestler versions of the Dynamic Banter logo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really fucking cool. And you missed them if you don't know what we're talking about.
Dude, also I want to say thank you for the inspiration for our entire t-shirt business model to Johnny Cupcakes, who me and Zoya had on our fucking podcast yesterday.
Oh, that's so cool. When are we going to get him on this one?
He's only in town for 48 hours. He was free yesterday, and today he's doing the Steve Harvey show.
No shit.
So he's not available this time.
Oh,
but
good for him.
Next time, or if we go to fucking Boston, God forbid, we have a show in Boston.
Let's do a show in Boston.
Let's do a show in Boston. Pocket car next to the mobile.
Boston.
Mobile Exxon.
Okay, here's a little bit of Mike, really quick. Here's a quick question for you,
all right.
Mike.
Also want to talk about something. I want to talk about a specific show I had this week. So
okay,
just leave
great,
time.
Great, okay. Because I also want to figure this movie out with you.
Oh, that's what I thought we were doing now.
But
what would you need?
Really quick, I just want, this is the last question on the game show. You're going to win. You are like just one correct answer away from the $100,000 grand prize. Mm. And this is the question.
I need the money.
In the film, Weekend at Bernie's, what was the full name of the titular Bernie?
Bernie Maxwell.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's Bernie Lomax.
Lomax.
Dude, Lomax.
I'm dyslexic. That should still count.
Yeah. Okay, great. We'll give him a point. You get 50,000. Is that cool?
Yes, please. I can finally fix this dyslexia.
Dude, so here's the greatest news you'll ever hear all day. First of all, not only is Bernie still alive,
but he is available and he's downstairs.
Yes, and he's here, and let's let him in. I'm buzzing him in right now. His name is Terry Kaiser. So yeah, let's try to do Weekend at Bernie's.
Terry Kaiser!
Dude, let's get Terry Kaiser for Weekend at Bernie's. Jesus Christ. That was too much.
That was him. I didn't like it. I didn't like that. That was a good reaction.
I need a moment, I think.
Elliot was almost the second spit take.
Elliot scared the shit out of us.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, baby.
I'm
boy.
Sorry.
We love you, Elliot.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We love you.
I'm covered in it.
Now you have to kiss Mike.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Go make your way over there.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. It's going in your ear if you come over.
What? You don't like getting kissed by your good friend?
You thought about it for a second. That was nice. You don't have to. You know.
I like getting kissed by a good friend.
Thank you for joining us,
Thank
old
you,
mustard
Elliot.
Bottle Elliot Morgan.
Fuck yourself.
Colonel Mustard in from...
scared us in the billiard room.
Yes. Okay. Where's your yellow hat and your monkey?
I forgot about that guy.
Yeah. What's it? Curious George?
Curious George's handler.
Knock it off!
No, now we're on high alert. We're on orange now, Elliot.
Okay, so anyway.
What was that guy's name?
Terry Kaiser.
No. What? Curious George's handler.
The man in the yellow hat.
They didn't even give him
a name. Yeah, his name is the man in the yellow hat.
Hell yeah. That's fucking...
Hell yeah. Take down the patriarchy.
Have you heard the fan theory? Have you heard the fan theory that the man in the yellow hat is a hallucination and is actually a metaphor for a vivisection monkey that is being given yellow pills to become a sentient, like an intelligent ape, and they're doing experiments on him, and all the stories are just kind of like medically induced nightmares, and kind of like that it's like his happy place.
No.
So Mike, let's talk about this movie.
Okay.
Really quick.
Can I say something about this show?
Yeah.
Or do you want
to? Yeah, no, do that first. Yeah. That's more important.
I'll make this real quick. I got to be on the
I haven't
awesome
been recording.
Show. Please don't let that
Sorry,
be
go ahead. Go ahead.
I got to do this show in the belly room of the Comedy Store.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's Jeremiah Watkins' show, and it's called On the Spot. Mm-hmm. And it's a crowd work show, like the Friends and Friendship. Uh-huh. And it was fucking awesome. First of all, Brendan Schaub was on it. Brendan Schaub is half
a brand new child.
A brand new child. Brand new child and the kid.
They were announced as brand new child.
But Pete Holmes was also on the show.
Wow.
And I
wait, so you did this already?
Yeah, this happened two nights ago.
Wow.
And I got to I went on first after the host. I went on after Jeremiah. And I heard Pete Holmes laugh at like everything I
no
said.
No way.
And he was super nice to me after I got off stage. But it was very cool. He's
Dude.
Very nice. Because he has such a distinct laugh. Dude, I have the recording. I'm not
That's
play
so great.
But you could
Mike.
Hear him on the recording.
No way.
Do his little Pete Holmes laugh.
Dude,
that's great.
I love that so much.
Yeah, it was fun.
What an honor to have someone who is like doing it and is a respected comedian laugh at your stuff. That's
at
really
me.
Fucking cool.
Not with
my
me.
Closest thing to that is I made Michael Ian Black laugh.
Nice, that counts.
Yeah, I was interviewing him and we were doing some improv.
Uh-huh.
And it was really the most anxiety ridden moment of my life.
Yeah,
because I was like, I'm doing improv with Michael Ian Black. This is crazy.
I bothered him at a pizza place once.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he nice?
Hey man, I'm so sorry, but the state was really important to me. And he goes, thank you so much.
That's such a Michael Ian Black thing.
Yeah, I had to put the physicality in it so it would be, you would know it was true.
Wow, that was such a Michael Ian Black move.
And you made him laugh.
Dude, I'm so proud of you, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm trying hard.
You're killing it in the space, man. And you're
MySpace.
In MySpace. You're killing it on MySpace.
Finally.
Tom knows you exist. It's really just one of those things where it's like, of all of our friends, you're kind of like the only one that is like legitimately breaking into comedy the way that we all grew up knowing was the only way to break into comedy.
What if there was a t-shirt that said, me and Tom have been friends from day one?
Or I'm with Tom. Team Tom.
You know who my favorite people on MySpace were? The ones who wouldn't take Tom out of the
I know,
topic.
And they were still in there.
That's loyal as fuck.
That fucking picture is burned into my brain. It's the last thing I'm going to see before I die.
Even in some fucking classroom. Unless he walked around with a whiteboard behind him, you would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, you would
the
never
most
know.
Generic.
What if he did that? He was like, "You don't know who I am? I just don't see it." All right. Oh, Tom! Tom from MySpace.
Dude, his Harry Potter name would be Generic White.
Off White.
Let's talk about this movie.
Let's talk about this movie. Okay. This might not be so. Let's not talk about it for too long because like this is gonna suck if we can't get anywhere with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yes. If but, we disagree and hate each other for it.
But let's think about. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pull up a list of the best screwball comedies.
And
from,
while you're doing that, I'd just like to remind the audience that on April 9th at the Irvine Improv, the room is too big. You gotta come.
That room's too big. Let's fill up every goddamn space.
That room has about four more chairs than people I know. About 400 more chairs.
Here we go. Right? Like, this is screwball comedy is like Caddyshack and shit, right?
Yeah. But I don't know if it's a specific
Well, I'm
genre.
Getting shit like
80s friend com.
I'm getting like Raising Arizona and Clue and Arthur and stuff like that. Remember Arthur with Dudley Moore? I'm drunk and that's my character. Alcoholism. Woo!
Didn't they remake that with Russell Brand?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did.
Having Russell Brand on the show would be ridiculous. He would never do it, but...
I thought they were called screwball comedies. Is that not what it is?
Dude, Russell Brand is so smart.
I love Russell Brand. I really do.
It's like, and the reason we should all love each other is the reason that the clouds love the sky.
I mean, if you think about it, we just need to love each other.
And isn't it a psychological ramification of the ramifications of loving each other? Intimate, isn't it?
That's my favorite rap.
Taking a break, getting all the negativity off of your Instagram feeds.
Okay.
It's in our heads and our minds.
What is Weekend at Bernie's then? If it's not a screwball comedy.
I would just say 80s comedy.
No. Yeah, I get, because 80s comedy is going to bring That's up like everything. Really good shit.
St. Elmo's Fire and what up, yo?
All right, well, let's just, you know what? If we look deep down into the list, yeah, we're going to get, now we're getting into the stuff I'm thinking of. 3 o'clock High, Used Cars. Remember Used Cars with Kurt Russell? He was a car salesman.
Russell.
Hey, man. And it's also a Robert Zemeckis movie, by the way. Look Who's Talking. Spies Like Us. Did you see Spies Like Us?
John Travolta?
Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd.
No.
And they're government employees. Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd are government employees.
Dude, I'm going to be so sad when Dan Aykroyd dies.
I know, man.
Dan Aykroyd, if you're listening, don't die.
Dude, Dragnet. Do you remember seeing Dragnet with Tom Hanks?
I remember hearing a lot about it. I'd never saw that movie.
Dude. Dragnet?
You want to hear my Tom Hanks impression?
Yes. Perfect. I'm big. Dude, you should work for Walt Disney. Let me tell you something about Dragnet.
Woody's laugh.
Dude, Dragnet, to me, will go down in my memory lane as in the same category as Big and, like, The Money Pit.
Uh-huh.
And,
Same category being...
Burbs.
Tom Hanks movies?
Yeah, but like as good as those Tom Hanks movies.
Uh-huh.
Like, have you seen Bachelor Party?
Not in years.
That's a Tom Hanks movie that's not good.
Yeah, okay.
And he did this movie called Mazes and Monsters in the 80s also. Not good.
About corn and monsters.
Dude, Dragnet is so good.
Uh-huh.
But it's like really weird and I don't think it holds up and it might be problematic.
Is it problematic if it's...
Before a time.
In the past.
I mean, I'd like to think so,
Remember
yeah.
when all society liked it and then we decided that we didn't like it anymore?
Okay. Do you remember a movie called...
What is it about?
Dragnet?
Yeah.
It's like two cops... So it's based off the TV show Dragnet, which was a show about two cops that were like, you know, it was just on the beat.
Okay.
Like stopping crime and shit.
Writing tickets somewhere of you.
Yeah, yeah. And putting crooks behind bars. But this one, yeah, so this is just kind of like a movie version of that. So it's like Tom Hanks is kind of the, like, he's the new guy and he's like, he doesn't do things by the book.
Oh,
and,
he's a former private dick.
Yeah, and like Dan Aykroyd's like a straight-laced, like, by the book. That's a C4375, you know.
Yeah.
You know, doing his Dan Aykroyd thing.
And Rubber Biscuit.
He's basically being the Conehead. He's being Beldar.
Beldar, yeah.
But without, like, comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's still really funny and good because he's like, you know how Dan Aykroyd did really well at, like, talking fast?
Yeah.
I've got a full leather 4949 carbide, but like it's just like he's so good. Let me find a clip of Dan Aykroyd from Dragnet. I literally typed into.
I need a cool
YouTube.
Want a sandwich and a sundae when I'm eating bun.
Rubber biscuit. What do you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit.
A rubber biscuit is the kind of a biscuit.
Okay, listen.
Hell, here.
Careful, what undercover ruck you crawled out from, there's a dress code for detectives in robbery homicide. Section 3-605, 0.10, 0.20, 0.22, 0.24, 0.26, 0.50, 0.70, 0.80. It specifies clean shirt, short hair, tie, pressed trousers, sports jacket or suit, and leather shoes, preferably with a high shine on them.
Thank God, vibrator repair.
No, ma'am. Los Angeles Police Department. Sorry.
I've got First Amendment rights, too. Look them up, Friday.
Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out, but until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
Would you say that these look like the breasts of a 43-year-old woman?
No, they don't, Miss Wiss. They're quite impressive. Bordering on spectacular. Well, let's just say when I look in their eyes, mister, I get a different message, and we'll leave it at that.
Now, oh, all right. Well,
what an easy role to play.
I know.
Memorize your lines, read your lines.
Memorize your lines and say them. And then say them.
Say them as they appear on the paper.
Yeah. Wait, let's hear this one. Is this a good one?
My partner and I witnessed that little torchlight picnic you threw last night, and we're going to put you where your kind always ends up. In a 7x7-foot gray-green metal cage on the 15th floor of some 100-year-old penitentiary with damp stinking walls and a wooden plank for a bed. Sure, this city isn't perfect. We need a smut-free life for all of our citizens. Cleaner streets, better schools, a good hockey team. Just like every other foaming rabid psycho in this city with a foolproof plan, you've forgotten you're facing the single finest fighting force ever assembled.
About time you pencil dick showed up. Why couldn't you have got here before that big, bad, stupid-looking piece of sewage breast stole my white wedding dress? That asswipe also stiffed me for 2 months'
this
rent
is also
when his
Dan
deposit
Aykroyd.
Check came.
Dude, I just want to watch Dragnet now. I just like it.
You almost
I'm lost.
Did. How much of that movie is
I know.
Left?
I'm lost. I'm lost in it because I just loved it so much.
All right. Well, I'm bored.
Okay.
Let's do
so,
something else.
All right. Well, here, I wanted to play some fun clips for you because we had some fun clips playing Murder Cambia.
And now our movie is almost done.
Dude, I just wanted to do like, here's what I'll do. Movies like Weekend at Bernie's.
Screwball comedy is what I would have called that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay, top 20 funniest movies of all time. I like that I type
by
in
who?
Movies like Weekend at Bernie's, and the third hit on Google is the 20 funniest movies of all time.
Yeah, but as written by who?
BoxOfficeScoop.com.
Oh, cool.
Listen to this. 5 dead body centric movies in honor of Weekend at Bernie's birthday. Okay.
Dude, somebody has to write that article.
Dude.
That sucks.
Here's what we do. We're writing two movies. We're writing our screwball comedy that's like the 80s, and it's like we're doing something. It's got to be something like Encino Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's kind of a sci-fi fantasy kind of element to it.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's was the same sort of. Well, not the first one, but the second one was. Mm-hmm. For those of you that are like, what the fuck is Weekend at Bernie's? Because you're fucking 19 years old or 20. So Weekend at Bernie's is a movie about this guy that gets like offed by the mafia.
He dies at a party.
But he's like it's like a mafia death, right? Isn't he like a rich like tycoon?
He's a rich tycoon, but I think I don't remember it being a mafia thing, but it might have been.
Yeah, I thought he was like working. He was like gonna get killed by the mob or something.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, these two guys who work for him.
Yeah, they just got like.
They just got the job.
They just came into something really good, and they don't want it to be over.
Wait.
Hey, dude, is there a summary on
the
internet?
Yeah, we're so off.
All right, there's 5 girls.
Listen, let me just sum it up. These two fucking bumbling idiots have to like use a dead man's body. They have to pretend this dead man is alive.
Yeah, so they can get his money.
To get his money. So they're like carrying him around like a puppet. I'm not even kidding. This is a real movie.
Yeah, it's 100%
there right. are two movies about this.
Yeah.
Two full fucking $1 million movies.
Yeah. As soon as the first one came out, there were a bunch of people in suits going, when's the next one?
Dude. seriously, this was like a movie where these guys carried a dead body around and fooling, trying to fool people he's alive.
And they did. They carried a dead body around for two movies.
Fun-loving salesmen Richard and Larry are invited by their boss, Bernie, to stay the weekend at his posh beach house.
Or, in other words, his place.
Little do they know that Bernie is the perpetrator of a fraud they've uncovered and is arranging to have them killed. When the plan backfires and Bernie is killed instead, the buddies decide not to let a little death spoil their vacation. They pretend Bernie is still alive, leading to hijinks and corp desecration galore. Yeah, somehow Bernie is not rotted out and disgusting by the second movie.
Yeah.
But in the second one...
Actually, you wouldn't know because he's wearing cool sunglasses the whole time.
Yeah, and he's... Remember when he's doing that? Yeah.
Dude, what was the audition for Bernie?
Like, sit still. You got the part.
Okay, state your name. What agency you're with. Okay, shut up. You got it. You're the one.
Money Pit, I get Calendar Girl. Nah, fuck all these movies, man. There's really like not a list of... I mean, there's so many movies. Remember Zapped with Scott Baio? He could like zap girls like skirts up and see their like panties and stuff.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
It was like the stupidest. Dude, Harry and the Hendersons. Mr. Mom. Do you remember Mr. Mom with
Hank Hogan?
No. That's
Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton. Yeah. Mr. Nanny was the Dude, we gotta get Hulk Hogan on a commentary.
He would.
All right. Well, let's just The thing I was going to do is like, it's not really much of a game, but the thing I was going to do is I was going to just play for you isolated vocals from, like, different songs.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Yeah, maybe what I'll do is I'll just play one, and then you tell me what song it is.
Okay. Can I just interject real quick?
Sure.
And then we can do this?
Sure.
There has to be an 80s comedy rom-com generator on the internet.
Oh yeah.
I say we do buddy comedy.
80s buddy comedy movie generator.
And then we just write whatever the first one is.
Yeah.
That's how Childish Gambino got his rap name. Why wouldn't that be good enough for our movie?
Make your own blockbuster with Vulture's random buddy action movie generator.
I don't want an action movie. I don't want to do action.
Generate buddy movie.
Buddy movie. Buddy com. Bud com. Bodcom.
Random buddy movie generator. It's not really working.
Oh, well. Somebody else give us a premise and we'll do it.
It's not working.
Great. All right, we need a premise and then we'll make a movie.
Okay, tell me what song this is, Mike. Tell me.
Oh! yes!
Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
Yeah!
Is that what it is? Oh man.
All right, I'll play this is going to get it. You're going to get it when you hear this
really
part.
You know what's really funny? It's like during the recording, there's really one person in a room and it's dead silent and those noises
right.
are happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills.
What a great voice.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know who it is?
That's Edward.
No.
David Lee Roth.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the name of that song?
Hey. Oh yeah.
That's a good cover.
Walk
That's cocaine.
Dude, there's a day cocaine when you just do that. There's a day where you sing the song, and then there's a day where, like, all right, David, you're going to come
in
and
do
that?
We're doing your flourishes.
Yeah.
Come do your flourishes.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Ah! I haven't talked for a week before this.
I saved up. I keep it quiet around the house. Oh, well, there you go. God damn it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it.
Listen to this.
I found the simple life. It's so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love. No love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home. Hey.
That's the same one. It's a copy paste.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
Dude, that's my favorite. Dude, I want that to be my ringtone from now. God damn it, baby. You know I ain't going to lie to you. I'm only going to tell you one more time.
I'm only going to tell
God damn it, baby.
God damn it, baby. You know I ain't lying to you.
Dude, you should say a sentence like you're having a conversation with it.
Next time my
girl, that's the answer.
Oh, okay. You motherfucking liar! You piece of shit! You are a fucking liar, and I can't take liars.
God damn it, baby! You know I ain't lying to you.
No, that's bullshit. I know you're fucking lying to me. You know what? You haven't even told me once.
I'm only gonna tell you one time.
I get you're only going to tell me one time.
I get you're frustrated. There's no need to scream.
There's no need to pull out that knife.
I'm only going to tell you one time.
God damn it, baby.
God damn it, baby. No.
Dude, let me hear your Sherman Hemsley impression.
God damn it, baby. No.
God damn it, baby.
Hey, dude, this is like when a flat earther is like, this is how it is. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way the fucking earth is flat. There's no way in a million years.
God damn it, baby. You know I ain't,
baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
Dude.
It's like somebody's playing an electric guitar in his throat.
Yes, I am.
Dude, listen to the rest of this
shit.
It's so... Dude, seriously, listen. Something's coming up. I love this track so much. Wait a minute.
Dude, is there water in that?
Yes.
We should put a lot of water in our mouth and see.
This is going to end up with a destroyed laptop. Dude, listen to this. Hey, Mike, tell one of your jokes. Tell one of your jokes. A quick one.
What joke do I want to burn forever on this show?
Just a quick one.
Oh, you know what the three best smells in the world are?
What's that?
There's marijuana, brownies, and what were we talking about?
That's true.
He really likes that one.
He does like that one. He went, woo! Listen. Dude.
He played that into a
that
microphone.
That is
That's
in
an acoustic
the
instrument.
Song. That slide, that like, that is in the song.
That's great.
Running with the Devil.
There's
a part.
I was at our gate and I was wondering if we had any room for it in this song.
I fucking love this little whistle, and I'm gonna play the
whistle. I'm gonna stick the whistle in my ass. I'm gonna do a bunch of cocaine, and I'm gonna eat a bunch of chili and let it fart out.
God damn it, Brian! You're not gonna cut out my whistle. I'm only gonna tell you one time. God damn it! You know I love this fucking whistle.
Woo! I'm gonna put that little whistle in my ass. I found the simple life.
Oops, I put it back in my mouth after.
When I
I jumped out.
No one else put that whistle in their mouth. That's my whistle. I'm only going to tell you one time.
Did you for serious put that whistle in your asshole? God damn it, baby. I ain't lying to you.
God damn it, baby. You know I ain't going to lie to you.
On that road, got no love, don't love you, Cario.
Dude, this is his breath track during the song right before the whistle. He's like,
it's gonna be great. Give him a whistle. Give him a whistle.
Whistle in my pocket.
Fuck, there's Linton. Here we go.
Not nobody waiting at home. Did it home.
Let me do
it. Somebody trapped a squirrel in the studio.
And guess what, David? We're having ribs tonight. Yeah, that's right, baby.
Mom, don't you fuck with me. Are we for real having ribs? God damn it, baby. You know I ain't lying to you.
Oh God! Oh God! I'm running!
Oh man!
I'm running!
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic. There is a fire at the other end of the train. Everyone, in a calm and orderly fashion, get
oh
up
God.
Out of your.
Oh God! No, I'm
please
running.
Don't panic. Please don't run. Please don't. During a fire. Oh God, I'm running.
Are you for real on fire right now?
God damn it, baby, you know I ain't gonna lie to you.
Holy shit.
He's pushing.
Stop
people.
Drop and roll.
One more time.
Stop, drop and roll again.
It's almost over.
Holy shit.
Isn't this wonderful? This is the solo.
Is that the third time they use that?
Okay, hang on. Let me do something.
It's the end of sex. This is my sound at the end of sex.
Oh, shit. Okay, hang on.
Ladies, what if you were having intercourse with a man and he did that at the end? Would you ever talk to him again? And there's no doubt in my mind that David Lee Roth did that after sex all the time. You know who didn't? Sammy Hagar. And that's a little bit of behind the music
okay,
for that
ready?
Ass.
Here we go. On a roller coaster.
Holy shit.
All right. That's enough of that.
That's great.
Let's open some presents.
That's a great bit.
Which one do you want to open?
That's great.
Which one do you want to open?
I'll open that one.
Okay, here you go, buddy. We got some mail here. Why is the end of that so perfect for roller coasters?
So fucking funny.
Whoa!
That's the reason. David, you want to go on the teacup? This is from Natalie. Natalie Wilhelm.
Fuck, that's so fucking funny. Holy
Natalie
shit.
Wheelhouse. That pitch was right in his Wilhelm.
Wait, let me play some music while you do this.
This is my favorite Lily Allen song.
This is the new Lizzo.
Those girls are total Lizzos. Clap. Clap. Oh, God. Asbestos. Clap.
We got some mail here. We're opening up in the
name
office.
Name is Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name is Blurry Face and I care what you think. What's the difference? All right, we got some art here. Looking around for a letter, for an introductory letter. Found it.
Nice work. Would you like
me? My lungs are filled with bad. Man,
are you being powdered with anthrax? To Mike Farragosa and Steve Zalzone. I wish I had another baby in my little arms. I wish I had another girl that I could give her carms.
I'm gonna carms.
Dear Mike and Steve, I hope you enjoy this painting I made inspired by one of my personal favorite bits. Maybe you can hang it on the office or not. Do what you want. Let's have a look. You ready? Wow, what an...
I'm trying to figure
out. That is such an interesting interpretation of the Where's My Mom?
Where's my mom?
Where's my mom? Where's my mom? Sir, this is great. You have been cryogenically frozen, and now you're... Where's my mom? No, sir, please just calm down. Where's my mom?
Where's my mom?
Where's my mom? This is great. What a beautiful piece of art.
It is. It's beautiful.
I love it. It's just someone's creative interpretation of that bit.
And they're painted really beautifully.
It's cool.
Too.
It's like, let me describe it to the people who are like, what are you looking at here?
Thank
it's
you,
a
Natalie.
Beautiful painting.
It's about a 1 foot by 1 foot square painting canvas.
Yeah. And it's like a text thread almost, like on an iPhone, the way that the iMessage looks. Mm-hmm. And the top one is a bubble that says, where's my mom? And
you then, also shouldn't have to be explaining this because they should all be subscribe
watching,
to the YouTube
yes.
channel.
Yeah, you can see what it looks like on the YouTube channel, or we will post up a picture of it on our Instagram.
As we should.
And you should see that. Anyway.
As we will. I'll do it right now.
I absolutely love the podcast. I pitch it to everyone, but none of my friends ever get the humor.
Get out. Get them out.
I'm starting to think I need new friends. Absolutely. Can I tell you something? There is nothing greater than having friends that all think the same shit is funny. Yeah. And it's weird shit.
Even if you don't have any other of the same beliefs.
Right. Let's play Tetris really quick.
Can I say something?
Yes.
The fact that you can't change the song in Tetris 99...
Dude.
Destroys the replay value of Tetris 99.
It's the biggest problem with every Tetris game since the original.
Yeah.
There is no choice of music, and it's the worst fucking thing on the planet. Dude, I have resorted to just playing songs off my phone with the game.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. We play cool music. Like Darren Von Gerdner's new record, Lemon Grove.
Heads. You're a couple of funny, inspiring, born boys. I'll listen to this podcast till I drop dead, then force everyone to listen to it at my funeral. Can't wait to see you when you finally make your way to Chicago. I know it'll happen. Lots of love. Natalie. P.S. I hope Owen is doing well, too. Owen is doing really well. I just took him to see us. And he's... What's that? Is he coming to Nashville? No, absolutely not. In Nashville, yes. All right, here we go. I'm opening up this present now.
Okay, so this is more of a box.
This is from Becky Folkerts.
Becky with the good box. Oh, that means two different things.
Rochester, New York.
I'm sorry, Becky. Rochester, New York, home of almost the Palisades Mall, almost.
I love a little Rochester sauce on my steak.
Dude, how good is A1? Oh. A1 is mostly sugar. It's like putting candy on your dinner.
Dude, A1 is wonderful, but have you ever had Heinz 57 sauce?
Sex is good, but you ever had A1 sauce? Yeah. The Worcester sauce? The Worcester Mansion?
Oh, wow.
What? It's a candle?
Yeah, but...
Is there a letter?
There's no letter.
Is there one piece of red stuffing in there with a bunch of other generic-looking stuffing? Yes.
Wow. I mean, I just want...
Who is this from?
I need to know. It says on the... Becky Folker.
Becky Rutschert.
Folkerts? Folkerts.
Folkert.
Fuck it. And she sends us a prop Wickwillian family candle.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and this one smells like a bit of sand.
That's fucking awesome.
That's so great.
Do you have elytras?
Dude, you know how everybody has...
Ooh, this is nice.
You know how everybody has like pomade, hair palm, and beard oil?
Yeah, because it's the easiest thing to make.
Yeah, dude, let's do a Dynamic Banter candle company called Wickwillian.
Dude,
let's seriously do that.
What
and
if
we'll
we
name
got
them
rich
all,
off of that?
And we name them funny things.
Yeah, that's funny. Let's
yeah,
do
what
it.
If that's how, what if that's the business that actually works? Not this one.
What if that's the one all your friends think is funny?
Let's do like one or two history roads really quick. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Dude, I think we should try it.
All of your friends agree that Wickwillian candles are fine.
Mike, leave me up to it and I will look into all this stuff, like how to get candles mass made.
I love that that's printed, recorded on a show now.
Printed labels. Yeah, I'm doing this. This is my project.
Okay.
Cause all the names would be so funny.
Yeah.
Just a wisp.
Like, what does this one smell like?
Just a wisp. This smells like heaven's whisper.
This one smells like a guarded secret from a bird.
This one's a clap.
Applause would be
applause?
That.
Applause! What? This one's called nurture.
Wet hat.
Belly hug.
Belief system.
Two leaves. And in parentheses, and nothing else.
Yeah. Broken rubber band. And nothing else would be one, too.
Your mom's watch band.
Bank account.
Greg. Empty parking lot.
Back seat.
Empty parking lot.
Bradley's parking lot.
Outside. Dude, outside is our biggest seller.
Yeah.
Because it's the one that's not, you wouldn't.
No, because you put
it wouldn't hurt your
you.
Mom. It wouldn't blow your mom's mind.
Yeah.
It would just be like, oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
A new wig.
What is this? What if William? New wig. Dude, all wax candles kind of smell like
Dude.
A new wig.
I think we've got something here.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's just funny names.
Yeah. It's an excuse to
put funny names as candles.
Now, who do we know?
Who
makes
wouldn't want
candles?
To display when someone comes in and goes like, what is that smell? They well, go, oh, come on over. Let me show you. Cotton swab?
I suppose that's nice.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. What is this?
Old chips?
Lead.
Wickwillian asbestos candles.
John's lunch.
Let's see what John had today.
Curtains.
Curtains.
Curtains. It's a long way down the history road. Whoa, whoa, whoa. History road. History road.
That's my favorite part is the hi-hat afterwards. Everyone leaves the room and the hi-hat player is like, okay, I'm locked in.
You know how you cough too much and you're like, I'm going to barf if I puke again. Jose Castillo says... I killed a bird.
Oh, boy. I'm going to barf if I puke again.
I'm going to barf if I puke again.
Hey, Mike and Steve, been a fan since the launch of SourceFed. I remembered something that involved a bird, so here we go. This was back in eighth grade when I lived in Puerto Rico at my grandma's house, humble brag. I was bored one day and decided to make a bird trap, which was just a giant mess. Fast forward a little, and I caught a bunch of birds. They did not do well in captivity. They were getting drowsy, so I decided to let them go. One of them didn't have the strength to get into the sky by itself. I picked it up, and with all my strength, I smashed the bird against the sheet metal fence. I was trying to throw it into the sky. I'm not evil. When I looked back up,
wait,
it looked like a cartoon bird exploded because there were feathers everywhere. I had never laughed so hard in my life. Okay, conflicting things going on here. First of all,
what's
okay,
the next one?
I see that you were trying to throw the bird into the air.
What do you think that would have done?
And it would have got it going. Well, he was in eighth grade. So what is that, like 13, 12?
Enough to know that if you fucking rocket a bird into space, it's not going to stay in orbit.
I get it. From the mind of a kid, throwing a bird into the air. Because you see it in movies.
Do you?
Someone lifts the bird up and it flies out
Karate
of their
Kid 6?
Yeah, man. I can understand that. But where I lose you, Jose, is you smash the bird against the metal fence and...
Yeah, how bad is your arm?
Had never laughed so hard in your life.
Yeah, that is the...
That's
not
the
good,
not okay
that's
part.
That's the not good part. That's the one
I mean, I guess it's like, in hindsight, it's funny because it's like, oh, shit, I just smashed this bird. It's like, you're the cause of that problem.
Can I tell you
you're
a
the
story?
Cause of that problem from the root of it. You caught a bunch of birds in a trap that was a giant mess. Did you, like...
Yeah, you didn't kill the bird when you threw it against the fence.
You killed it when you trapped it.
Yeah. You killed that bird's spirit day one.
Jose, you didn't kill that bird when you threw it at the fence. You killed it when you trapped it.
Yeah!
God damn it, baby! You know I ain't gonna lie to you!
I'll tell you all about it.
Go ahead.
I killed the bird! I threw it against the fence!
God! Damn it, where's my whistle? I can't find it. It's nowhere in the studio.
I forgot I put it in my butt. I ain't lying to you.
Oh, shit, it's in my wig. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's where I keep it so it doesn't fall out.
That's a new wig.
I found the simple life.
Into Dimpo.
I killed a bird once. And I felt very bad about it.
Yeah, that's the correct...
Because I didn't think it was going
to
happen.
That's the correct reaction to killing a bird.
I was throwing rocks towards seagulls, being like, this will make them all scatter at once. Mm-hmm. And I hit one, and the bird died. And then all of his other bird friends ate it. And it haunted me for years. And I had empathy. And that's what you need to get, it sounds like.
Wait, is this someone who knows Byron McCoy?
I don't know. Sounds like it.
This is interesting.
Why?
I just kind of skimmed this one. It's a little long, so we'll end on this one.
It's so skimmable.
Felicia Shembari.
Shembari. It's actually pronounced Shembari.
Do you know who this is?
Felicia Shembari is my ideal fan of anything I've ever met.
Oh, really? I don't know this. I'm not unfamiliar with this, woman.
She's a lovely woman. She has a lovely mother. She's come to many... stand-up shows.
Nice.
And she's been a longtime supporter of Welcome to Our Podcast.
Wow. Okay. So she is familiar with Byron McCoy.
Then. She's like a Ryan Faruqi level celebrity.
Wow. Okay. Great. Yeah. She's a featured listener.
Yeah. She's verified.
She's a verified listener of the Mike Falzone extent, the MZ or what the MZU. The EMU, the extended the, Mike, the
no,
EMFU.
Yeah, the EMFU. Like
the extended Mike Falzone universe.
Yeah.
Felicia says, hey guys, I'd like to tell you about the time Byron McCoy mailed me a haunted Ouija board and how it's kind of your fault. Byron, I love you, but I'm never gonna fucking let you forget this.
So there's a lot of levels to this one.
Okay.
Because Byron McCoy, if you don't know, is the person who does all of our t-shirts.
Our shirts,
He ships them out to you and makes sure everything
in those
gets
wonderful
to you.
Pizza boxes.
Pizza boxes with extra things every
Sometimes
now and again.
Sometimes a little presence in there. I'll try to keep this short for you, Steve. It's not, though. To condense the backstory, Byron acquired a haunted Ouija board from some friends who refused to keep it in their house after some crazy bad luck.
While it was in Byron's possession, the weird shit continued. Doors opening by themselves, lights shattering, etc. So he decided to give it away through a Facebook contest, which I did not enter because fuck that. Anyway, contest ended, someone won, etc.
Someone won. That's a Pete Holmes joke. We won, won.
Cut to about a month later. A package shows up on my doorstep. It's a long, narrow box. The word haunted is printed in big, bold letters across the top. Ooh, is written all up and down the sides. I knew immediately what it was. I spent the rest of the afternoon chewing out Byron for mailing me a curse. He swore up and down he didn't know how it got sent to me. It spent the night in my car until I could mail it.
Dude, that's the right answer, by the way. Why did you send me this thing? I didn't send it to anyone.
It spent the night in my car until I could mail it to its rightful owner the next day. It cost me $22 to ship, and I spent the whole transaction staring at the ground while I tried to delicately explain to the cashier that this box with haunted unavoidably printed across the top contained a board game. Now, how is this your fault, you ask? The very next day, I checked my mail to find a set of Dynamic Banter Mike and Steve pins waiting for me from, you guessed it, Byron McCoy.
Sounds like good luck.
He accidentally printed the wrong shipping label because my address was the last one he had sent something to. I still think he did it on purpose, though. Love you guys, Felicia.
Which one did you get on accident?
She got the
did
Ouija
she not
board.
Want the pins,
she got the Ouija board on accident, I guess.
I'm glad she immediately just mailed it back, though. Also, good on you. Good foresight to not open a haunted box.
Yeah, yeah. Great foresight. Yeah. I'm very proud of you for that one. All right. Well, anyway, let's close this up, huh?
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Also, I'm telling you, man, if you're around April 9th, please come to the Irvine Improv. Would love to have you there. Johnny Cupcake said if somebody buys a big block of tickets, he's going to send some shit to them on my behalf. So that's really fucking cool. Me and Steve are going to Nashville on the 12th of next month. Those shows are completely sold out. We have an amazing t-shirt designed by Taylor Bjork. We have this awesome YouTube channel that's manned by the one and only Sarah Carlson, and she's doing a fucking awesome job with all that. And thank you guys for selling out the Angry Birds t-shirt. Thank you for selling out the wrestling t-shirts. I want to make another... another evergreen thing, so we can stay in the store for a while.
Yeah,
but you could still get all the classic like black and red and the black and red hoodie that I wear all the time.
Maybe we can put out some of the old designs that are gone now, like the ones that were like the real weird looking Dynamic Banter with the horns and stuff.
Oh, that
on
one
it
was cool.
I love that design. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, where's that shirt? I want that one.
Yeah, that
so
was cool.
Yeah, either we can keep those up or maybe we can do a new design or something.
Yeah. Oh, apparently Hank Green wore one in a video the other day.
Dynamic Banter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't think he likes me. I didn't think he liked me at all.
Why?
I just get the feeling he doesn't like me.
Why?
I don't know, because he's just, you know, I mean, I could get specific, but I don't really want
to
throw
him. Did you be loud to him?
No, no. I mean, I was just myself. I mean, so maybe, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope to see you guys at future shows, and we love you very much. Thanks to Matt, and God damn it, baby, you know I ain't gonna lie to you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.